Blue Ridge Jim Internet. Net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mount, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APERS messages sent to W4DJW by Echolink node 545072. For formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Since there's no traffic or announcements or bulletins, we will proceed with the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the net, however, in the RF groups, I'd like to recognize the early check-in. First off, we have KN4HTP, my wife Wendy here in QTH. We have W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his wife Isla in 4IEI. Next is Don, W4DF, in Inman. And lastly, KD2RKN, Jason, in Williamston. Appreciate all those for coming along early and checking in through the Brar's website. Next, do we have any new hams? New hams only. Please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like we don't have any new hams yet who wish to choose in if they are listening. If not, please, we will go ahead and check Echolink stations only now. Echolink stations only, please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control, please check in KO4HEL. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Echo Lima. This is Ed in River Falls on Echolink DeviceSat, and I will be negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HEL, Ed in River Falls, checking in via Echolink node. Thank you for coming along and checking in tonight, Ed. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful evening, and if you choose to stick by and listen to the net, welcome to do so. There is one more Echolink station registering on the screen, so let's go back to Echolink stations and give this last operator a chance to check in. Echolink stations only, please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that other station there on Echolink is either maybe having problems or is just listening tonight. So we'll go ahead and begin the RF check-ins. RF check-ins begin on Sunday night with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
JB. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative nut. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
W2MJB. Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. And Jim and Taylor's not being negative and standing by.
MJB. November 4, Delta India Zulu. J. Shoal and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Mark and Annette. I will be negative and negative. Good evening.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, have following check-ins. So we'd like to recognize KK4DMW Rick in Piedmont. Brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Rick. Next is KO4AOW, David in Inman, and Jim, KO4BDM. They're in Taylor's. Jim, you said you were standing by, so I didn't know if you were going to rack you or if you're just listening. So if you can let me know when I get done with the recognitions, what your intent is, then I can record it down properly. And next, and lastly, N4DIZ, Joe, there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you all checking in tonight. Jim, can you come back and let me know if you were planning on rack-chewing or if that's just you're just going to be listening?
I'm going to be listening, and I've got a couple items I want to get rid of if anybody was interested, so I'm going to wait and see how things go.
Do you want to wait until toward the end of the net to bring up the things you want to sell?
I can tell you now, I've got a 5-band Hustler antenna I want to sell. I'm not using it anymore. I opted to go with a Delta Loop antenna. So anybody is looking for a 5-band and make an offer, or maybe we can trade something, that'd be great.
Out there listening right now that's interested in, I think what I heard was a Hustler antenna. Is that correct, Jim?
That's affirmative. That's a Hustler 5-band.
On Jim's antenna. Right now it doesn't sound like there's any fills for it right now. However, if you want to come by Wednesday night, KI4DOS would be able to do that. That's Gary, KI4DOS. He does the swap net every Wednesday night. So if you're not aware of that, please call back Wednesday on the net and list your item with Gary, and he will be able to repeat that out for a few weeks and see if there's anybody that's interested in it that may not be listening tonight, since on Wednesdays there are quite a few people listening on the net. Appreciate that, Jim. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll hear you on the net a little later. With that, any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Echo or Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move to the next check-in group of Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Evening, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4HHC, Warren and Taylor. Thank you, Warren, for coming along tonight and checking in with me. Hopefully you're not the only one there, so we'll go Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, negative tonight, thanks.
MJB. And the Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Oscar November, Brian in Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Thank you for checking in tonight, Harry. It's up to your way today, looking at the fall colors, and it was a beautiful day. Next, I have, I think if I got your call sign correct, KO4HON, and that's Brian in Simpsonville. Brian, did I copy your call sign down correctly? You're not in my log if I did, so just checking to make sure.
That correct. KO4HON.
Thank you. That's recognizing KO4HOM, Brian, here in Simpsonville. New person in my log. Thanks for checking in tonight, Brian. And if you're not aware, we're here every night at 9 o'clock, and we'd be happy to have you come back and check in with us. Any other check-ins that go through hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Good, Miss Wendy, you're doing well tonight, sir. If you would, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Mark, other than to say it sounds like you got a good net going. 73, my friend, to you and everyone on the net.
W2MJB, Net Control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing AK4HR, Mike, in Simpsonville. One of our net controllers that's on, I think he called the net this yesterday, being the 17th. So thank you for checking in tonight, Mike. Appreciate it. Looks like that's it for the Echo Through Hotel group, so we'll go ahead and move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Hello, Mark. This is Sam, out of Slab Town. Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot. Good to be back on the net. Sorry, I've been off for 2 days. Ended up in the hospital, spent 4 days up there, but back home now. And I'm glad to be back on the net. Thank you for calling the net. Good to be back with you.
JB. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
W2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Do hope everybody has a good night. Say hi to Wendy for us. 73.
2MJB. Evening, Mark. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. No traffic. I'll stay around for comments.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing Sam, who's back on the net, KG4LPF, there in Slaptown. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sam, and hopefully you are well tonight and for the next few weeks or year. We also have KK4JFO, James, in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, James, as we drove up 25 tonight toward Asheville. Told my wife we're coming into James Country there in the Tuxedo area. And have a great evening tonight. Next is our friend Larry, KK4JBQ, Greer. And they're in Greer, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you, Larry, for checking in and bringing Donna along. And I'll let Wendy know you said hello. Lastly, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry. I do have you down for Rancho, so we'll be back to you in a little bit. I appreciate your time to speak with me on the radio. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Check-in, CAN4LTE.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net to that last check-in. If you can slow down a little bit, I only got like a KN4, that's all I got. So if you can come back and be a little slower on your call sign, give me your name and your location, I would greatly appreciate it. W2MJB, that last check-in, if you can recheck a little slower on your call sign and give me your name and location, I'll check you in.
So please check in Kilo November 4, Lima, Tango, Japan, Kings Mountain.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing Kilo November 4, Lima, Tango. Is that correct?
Tango, Echo, K4LTE.
Thank you. That's Kilo November 4, Lima, Tango, Echo. Appreciate you checking in tonight. With that, it looks like that's it for the India through Lima groups. We'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Good, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
2MJB. In K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize K4OIM, Walt and Inman. Thank you for checking in tonight, Walt. And next, K4OSH, Pat in Malden. Appreciate both of you coming along and checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Check in. KF4QM, Kilo, Fox 4, Quebec, Mike. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative. And a most pleasant good evening.
And Whiskey 4, Sierra, Oscar Echo, W4SOE, Sean and Greer, negative and negative.
Whiskey 4, Tango Charlie, Doug and Anderson, and I want to bring along November 5, Apple Orange Banana Nika. She's also an Anderson, no traffic, no comments.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KF4QM, Eric in 6 Mile. Thanks for checking in tonight, Eric. Next is Sean in Greer. Let me know if I messed up your call sign. I got W4SOE. Didn't check in on my log, or didn't have you in my log previously, so I just want to recheck on your call sign. Sean, can you please recheck with me?
Incorrect. W4SOE. Over.
Thanks, Sean, for rechecking on that. I have you in my log, and have a wonderful evening, and hopefully hear you back here on the net again. Next, we have WW4TC, Doug in Anderson. Thanks for checking in tonight, Doug. And lastly, well, Doug's also bringing along Mika and 5AOB. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Doug, and bringing Mika along with you. With that, is there any other check-ins? Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. In Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing John, KN4RJN, there in Inman. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, John. And have you down for Rack 2 after Larry, so appreciate you hanging around. With that, it looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango, so we'll go ahead and move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
W2MJB, recognizing K4XB, Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you coming along tonight, Tommy, and checking in. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for all the individual groups. We'll go ahead and move it to the next group, which is the large group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. Thanks for checking in tonight, Andy. Appreciate it. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter now. Net, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-in between RAC 2. K4LWE, Larry, are you still on the radio?
MJB, K4LWE, yes, I'm still here.
Fine tonight. I think this is the first time that I recall you agreeing to RAC 2 with me. Appreciate it. How's the weather there in Woods?
Great, and I've been doing a little remodeling. But what I wanted to talk to you about is something funny that happened this week. I just passed the test and earned my general license in June, so I've been poking around on HF, and I came across some of these parks on the air people as I was going through. So what I would do is call them back, give them my number and location and name and such, but then nothing happened. They just gave me the park designation, so I thought I need to find out what this is all about. I'm going to drop for a second here. Studying today, I actually went to the Parks on the Air website and registered, set up an account, and so next time someone, I connect with someone on HF, I can go in and spot them or do whatever. So it was just amusing that they just sort of disappeared and there was no exchange like there is with a normal CQ message.
That's interesting. I thought the Parks on the Air was like a one-time event. I think I read about it one time, and it sounded like, from what I read, it was, like I say, a one-time event, and then it wasn't happening anymore. So, but apparently, maybe it was just a competition or a, what do you call it, competition or whatever, and then now it's just as people do it, they do it.
That's absolutely right. It was so popular that now parks all over the state have, well, all over the country and maybe in other countries have designators. So there's a letter and then some digits that identify the park.
I'm glad it's going longer because I thought it would be fun to be able to go visit a park and be able to make contacts from it, kind of like soda. So that's interesting. So do you think you're going to go travel around to different parks and try to do it yourself?
For sure, that's my plan. And the park, the first park I have pictured in my mind is the Kiwi Toxaway State Park. It's about a 2 or 3 mile hike up to Raven Rock, where you can see Georgia, sort of, and Alabama and the coast. So I thought, hey, it'd be really cool to go up there and throw up an antenna and see if I could make some contacts.
Like it'll be fun for you. What frequency were you on?
Where my notes are, I think I was on mostly on 40 meters. I picked up people, so the frequencies vary. If you go to the Parks on the Air site, you can actually see frequencies and time windows when people will be in the park. So that allows you to dial in on HF and connect with them, and they get some points, and I guess you can get some points as a person tracking these parks. Over.
That's pretty nice. So essentially they've set it up just like soda then, to where you have people that I guess you have your billy goat, and you have, I can't remember what they call the one, the sloth, I guess. The sloth is the one that sits in their home and tries to make the contacts with the billy goats, so they're climbing the mountains. So that sounds fantastic. So do you plan on doing it soon, or is it something out there in the future sometime?
In the future a little bit. To do it right now, I'd have to drag my IC7300 and an auto battery, so along with an antenna and a tuner, which I don't have an external tuner yet, so I need to get some equipment together, and I'll probably do QRP, do low power for sure, but still there's some gear that I need to get together. Over.
And, yeah, the car battery wouldn't be very comfortable having to haul it up there a couple miles to the park and to make those contacts. I know when I was first getting into the radio and taking my general, that when I was asking about radios, one of the first things they said was, don't try to do QRP first, do the regular 200-watt radio at HF radio, so you get used to doing it, get used to tuning it and making contacts, and then do QRP after that.
A wise decision, because you can buy a nice radio that has an internal tuner, and if you put up a dipole or if you go ahead and tune an end-fed half-wave, which is what I've got, you don't need an external tuner, and you can get started without spending a lot of money. Over.
I took the test, but still haven't been able to get any contacts on my radio. I probably bought more radio than I should have, being new, and so I admire the fact that you took your general this summer, and you've already been making contacts on HF. That's good.
There's all good nets out there, and a few of them, the South Carolina SSB net and PCARS and the South Coast Amateur Radio Service, those are nets you can just call into. Then there's some other nets or actually get on and discuss. There's the Nuts, Bolts, and Screws net, which is kind of a funny name. And I'll get on there and talk a little bit about questions I have. And people are just great about answering questions and talking in general, just rake chewing. Over.
Great. I'm glad you're having a lot of success with that. And it's really nice to have a hobby where people are actually eager to help you out when you have a question, versus some hobbies where they try to keep all the information to themselves, to because they're in it for the business instead of in it just for the sheer joy of being able to communicate and spread the wealth of knowledge. Over.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I was at the Ham Fest out in Spartanburg and talked to one gentleman for about 45 minutes, and he said, oh, you should buy this book and you should call me. And there was another person I met on 2 meter. He was just commuting back to Hendersonville and sent me an email with lots of information about where to find nets and connect and groups. People have been just superb.
Have you heard of the South Carolina DX Association? Is basically just a group of guys that meet at a restaurant and do talk about DX. They were meeting at a place up in Greer for a while, but now that COVID's around, I'm not sure what they're doing.
If I haven't connected with them, I'm not ready for any kind of DX contesting right now. And any information about just DXing in general would be good. My antenna now is about 27 to 28 feet, a flat top, end-fed half wave, so it doesn't go much farther than Connecticut, down to Florida and across a few states. This winter we'll be putting up a dipole at 50 feet, so we'll see then. I might be able to reach out a little bit farther. Over.
Great. Even if you're not contesting, you know, those guys probably have good information that you can feed off of as well. And I know the Greer Club, a lot of the guys in the Greer Club are, HFDXers, and really don't spend a lot of time on 2 meters. So there's another source as well, and they used to meet once a month, but I think they've been just doing it online right now or through a Zoom meeting.
Are fantastic. I use the online resources that Gary and the other two gentlemen put together for training, and I was able to went through their technician training and the general training because there were no classes or no testing sessions available at the beginning of the year. So it was so good. I never bought the book for general. I just did the online training that the guys from the Greer Club put together, and I was able to pass both the tech and general at one time. Over.
Excellent. It saved you some money. Plus, you know, those videos are online so that you're able to resource and return to them if necessary. So it's good to hear from you, Larry. Appreciate you rag chewing with me this evening. Let me break here for a minute and see if there's any other check-ins. Good luck with the parks on the air in the future. And good luck with your QRP, and appreciate you coming along and checking in with me once in a while. And it's good to hear you on the radio. You're very clear, you're very concise in your speech, so it really makes it easy to check in on the radio.
Have a good evening and a good, safe, healthy week next week. I'll be clear.
Yeah, 4LCI was meant for me.
Control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Any check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
LZI, I got some information from him. Now, whether they're still meeting at the restaurant or not, I can't say if you say about the COVID-19, but they used to always meet on the third Thursday of the month. That's part of the reason why Robert had that third Thursday question, because his net control at the time was going to those meetings and he had to pick it up, and that's when he was doing those third Thursday questions. So they meet on the third Thursday of the month, and if you either get a hold of W4KA, that's David Stancil, or ND7J Bob up at Edgeville. KI4L's
the
guy.
Back to me. The information, Andy, and I'm sure Larry will be able to use that to help himself out. KN4RJN, are you still hanging there with us tonight?
WGMJB, KN4RJN, I'm still plenty chocolate coming over the radio, so he didn't bake anything this evening?
We went up to North Carolina and drove around the Blue Ridge get up to Mount Mitchell, but they had the road blocked off because I guess the parking lot and the peak was filled up, so we just drove on down through Marion and back home. So no time to cook anything tonight or bake anything of the chocolate variety tonight.
Well, that's a shame. I hope you had a good drive. Imagine the leaves are just about a peak up there about now, aren't they?
It was beautiful. We went up 25 through Henderson and Arden, and then jumped on the Blue Ridge Parkway right there by Arden. And the most colorful trees, I think, were right there going up to the mountain east of Arden. But as we got out toward the top side, where it was a little clearer and you could see out a little bit further. The trees were a little bit shorter, not as quite as colorful, but looking out over with the sun as bright as it was, that kind of muted the brightness of the leaves, but at least the trees that were canopying the road, it was beautiful and fantastic. It was a wonderful evening. I guess really afternoon, not evening, but it was fantastic. Have you been up through there before?
We've been running back and forth between here and Greensboro to my daughter and son-in-law's place. And I was up there, a week or 2 weeks ago, I guess it was. And they hadn't hit peak yet. They were starting to turn, but we hit peak yet. And my wife was up this weekend. And she said they were looking pretty good up that direction towards Greensboro. But I haven't gone up towards Asheville, Hendersonville area in a while, so we may have to hop in the car and drive up that way.
The weather getting colder. I told my wife, I said we better go this weekend. This is the first time I've driven up through there, and I think people I work with, how nice it is to be able to drive up there and see the colorful leaves. And so we finally made the decision to go up there today. Left about 12 o'clock, got up there probably around 2:30, and started driving up through the hill there. And I mean, there were a lot of people up there. It was a lot of the turnouts were full. Like I said, Mount Mitchell, it was completely packed, and they blocked it off to where you couldn't even get up onto the highest point in North Carolina or in the eastern U.S.
Yeah, it gets a little crowded up that way, everybody coming out to see the leaves. And, of course, with everybody being quarantined and shuttered for COVID, everybody's got cabin fever and got to get out. So I guess that's a safe way to do it.
So if you relocate to the Greensburg, I think you said Greensburg, is that close enough that you'll still be calling a net, or would you be retiring your net responsibilities as well?
Well, is where we're headed. I don't know if I'll be able to hit the repeater from there or not. I may have to put up a higher antenna. It depends on where exactly up there we locate, but it's going to be probably at least springtime before we make that move. So it's not anything anybody has to worry about just right away.
Be sad to see you leave the net. You do a great job, but anything else on your mind? How's the roof going?
It drops. It's taken care of. That's one thing off my mind. Oh, I'd like to let you know that early morning Wednesday, the Ornid meteor shower is peak, and it's supposed to be pretty good this year, assuming we have clear skies to see it. So get up early in the morning before sometime between, 1-ish and dawn, and go out and lay under the stars and watch the meteor shower.
1-ish, I kind of groan, but since I get up and walk the dog and it's still dark outside, I'm hopefully around 5:30 to 6, it'll still be going, but we'll have to see. So that's this coming Wednesday then.
On right now, between now and early part of November, but it's supposed to peak on Wednesday. What is it? It's 21st, yeah. Early morning hours of the 21st is when it's supposed to peak. So even if you get up just a little bit earlier and walk the dog around 4-ish, you ought to be able to see something.
Have to give that a try and see what happens. But it might be Thursday morning, because I don't have to go to work Thursday and Friday. I'm off, so that'll make the work day a little bit easier. I'm trying to do it on Wednesday, so hopefully it'll still be going strong on Thursday, and the skies will be clear.
Usually when it peaks around here, invariably we have cloudy skies or a hurricane come through or something or another. But hopefully I'm hoping it's going to be clear Wednesday.
Well, let us know how it turns out Wednesday. Of course, I guess that's the swap net night, so maybe you might not be able to get in and interact you with Gary, but let us know. It'll be interesting to see what you're able to see. How's everything else going? Anything else?
Just another day in paradise, but on back on out of here, see if anybody else wants to check in, and you tell Wendy we said hi, and 73's to everybody, and you have a good evening. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Thank you, John, for the RAG 2. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB and WD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4 Delta Yankee Hotel. No traffic, no round table, travelers rest. Hope everybody's having a good evening.
J-I-K Randall and KF4 GGF Charlie. They're both in Goose Creek, South Carolina. So when we're all in and out tonight, then let me know if you need any repeats or corrections. KC4SKD.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing WD4DYH, Johnny, they're in Traveler's Rest, the president of the PERS Club and owner of the repeater that we use every night. Thank you for checking in tonight, Johnny. I'm glad to hear you on the net tonight. The last check-in, however, all there was a whistle, and then I got a KC4SKB, and let me know if you need any repeats. So I'll have to accept that offer to let you know if there's any repeats, because it was all just a loud hum. So if you can repeat, that would be fantastic.
I'm not having a problem with radio. My call is KC4SKD, Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta. And my wife's call is KG4AHS, Alpha K Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra. And how's the radio doing so far?
A lot better. Let me first recognize you. That's KC4SKD, Larry. And they're in Easley. And his wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. So, yeah, that was a lot better. When you first keyed the mic, it started to whistle just a little bit, but then stopped. So not sure what's going on, but you came through good and clear that time. The second time, that is, on your recheck.
The other two check-ins, they're by telephone relay, KD4JIK, that's Randall, and KF4GGF, that's Charlie. They're both in Goose Creek, South Carolina, and let me know if that sounded okay, KC4SKD.
I got KD4JIK, and that is Randall, and KF4GGF, and that's Charlie, both in Goose Creek. Was that correct?
And hope my radio's working okay. I bought a new one in January, and if there's something wrong with it, I need to know. Antenna system looks okay. I got the SWR meter on here, and that looks fine.
Second check-in with you and Rhonda, and then the other with Randall and Charlie, yeah, it came through much clearer, so I'm not sure what happened when you keyed up. It might have been a problem with the key up, but sounds good and clear this time. So I guess if it continues to happen, other net controllers will probably let you know.
Do you have any more rack chewers?
I am plumb done with the two that volunteered to rack chew with me tonight. Just following up to see if there were anybody that I missed for call-ins or check-ins or, or announcements.
Little comment here, this KC4SKD, it's all right.
Hey, Mark. Glad to have you there.
Can you hear me, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Probably me keyed up with Larry there. I was trying to check in, but evidently the microphone ain't working so well. But if you don't mind, please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. That's KN4 UBG, Kevin, over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net. And just let Larry know that it was probably me keying up with him.
That's recognizing KN4 UBG, Kevin, there in Fountain Inn. Larry, did you copy on what Kevin was saying?
I did. Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better about my radio, but anyway, I decided to give a couple of comments. Y'all were talking about Mount Mitchell. My wife and I went up there, it's been probably 7 or 8 years ago, and I've been many, many times, but this particular trip, I took a TV and a homemade antenna and set it up right there on top at that little observation tower. And it's interesting, the number of TV stations I picked up.
How many did you pick up? I'm sure quite a few being up there on top.
And I let it scan, and it picked up, I think it was like 74 stations. And that was just a piece of copper wire. That was no fancy antenna with an amplifier or anything. But the interesting thing is a number of people started gathering around watching the TV while it was up there.
That's interesting. You would think that TV would be a common thing with most of the people up there, but I guess having a TV on Mount Mitchell and watching it is probably a real anomaly in a lot of these people's lives.
Man and woman about getting into argument. He said, "You mean tell me I'm paying all this money for subscribing to TV and you can get all these channels?" I looked at him, I said, "Now you got to remember now, we're 6,300 feet up. That does make a big difference."
I laugh. Yeah, that does make a big difference. So did he calm down once after you told him that the elevation was probably the biggest player in being able to receive that many channels?
It helped him a little bit, although he's, you know, still quite not happy about paying so much for subscribe service, but it was kind of interesting, and I think the next time we go again, I may take a powered antenna with an amplifier and just see what happens there. But that's a pretty place up there. My parents used to take us when we were kids, and we always enjoyed that trip. We'd go eat at the little restaurant, and then the other end of it had a big old open fireplace. We could just sit back and relax and watch the clouds come up over the mountain.
I grew up out west in northern Utah, so having the mountains around is a wonderful thing. I lived in Texas for about 3 years and then Indiana for about 14. So being back down here where there's some mountains, it's great. Even though out there, there's pine trees and scrub oak and stuff, not as many large hardwood trees on the mountainside. And they're they look a lot taller, but when I was telling my son, I looked it up, what the elevation was, and I think it was, 6,300 feet, I think, and the mountains out there where I lived, elevation-wise, they were like 9,000 feet, but the prominence, the amount that they stick up around this, above the surrounding valley floor, Mount Mitchell is taller than they are, and it was kind of an interesting fact that I hadn't expected.
Well, I've been to California and seen some of the big trees out there, I didn't go to the bigger ones, but the little park was called Big Basin. It was probably about 60 miles south of San Francisco. And then I've been to Utah, but only to change planes. And then we went to Yellowstone National Park. And I tell you what, that is one fabulous place. Anybody that, you know, that can, needs to go see that. One of those places where you just have to go see it. You can't explain it to people.
I agree with you. When I was about 17, we drove up, and I think it was around the 4th of July time frame, we went up to Yellowstone and actually camped down outside of Yellowstone, closer to, I guess it was around Jackson, north of Jackson, Lake Lodge area, in a small campground, and then we drove up into Yellowstone and did the lower loop, and it, I mean, it was just beautiful. This was before the fires occurred out there. On our way south out of the Old Faithful area, we were going up over the Continental Divide, and this is July 4th. And it was snowing on us.
Yeah, because we went the last week in May, the particular year we went, and like the second night, we got up the next morning, there was an inch of snow on the car.
I think that would happen, but it does. I know as a kid, we went camping in the High Uintas, and the area where we were just below, probably 200 feet below the tree line, and we were up there and it snowed on us. Fortunately, it didn't snow real deep, but it, you know, we had a skiff of snow on our tents and when we got up in the morning. So you got to be prepared, because when you get up in the elevations, you get weather through there and a cold wind, and you're about to get snowed in sometimes.
But that is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful country. Anyway, let you go. Let you get back to the net. See if we got any more check-ins. I got to get ready to hit the sack and be ready for in the morning. I'll take a shower and hit the bed. So anyway, I'll have a good evening. Good talking to you. KC4SKD, back net control.
Direct you, Larry. Appreciate you checking in and bringing along Randall and Charlie to check in as well. This is W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control.
LZI with a comment about up there where you was at.
Go ahead, Andy. What's your comment?
LZI, while you was up there, when you was looking around, did you see that other hill up there that had the commercial radio tire up there on it? If you did, that's where the 145-19 repeaters, 2-meter repeaters at.
See the antennas, I think, are they north or south of Mitchell, the actual observation area of Mount Mitchell, or are they on the same mountain as Mount Mitchell? Is that Mount Mitchell?
At Mount Mitchell, because you can see it from Mount Mitchell, but it's an easy eyesight from Mount Mitchell. It's called Clingman's Peak, and that's where the 145-19 repeater is located at. And a lot of times, when the weather's bad, if something happens to that machine, they can't get up there to it all that easy right away because of the weather conditions up there.
Yeah, I can imagine what it could be like up there. Now, the 145-19 is, whose repeater is that? Is that?
I hear the call sign on it now, but the man that first put it up there used to check in a lot here. He's at Landrum. W84BVW, Ken Woodard. I'm not sure what the call sign it's under now, but it's been up there since sometime in the 80s up there, and it covers a lot of ground. Parts of Tennessee, North Carolina, occasionally Virginia, and some places down here in South Carolina. Well, I'm out here, Caesar's Head kind of shields me off from it. But if you're somewhere else, say like back over your way, you could probably get into it. And it gets into Georgia, too, down there. I don't know if y'all went down toward Mount Pisgah or not, going south from up there toward, where Cherokee is down there. But on down that way, if you go up to Pisgah Forest from up here in Brevard.
In 2GE.
Up here, you'll come up to Mount Pisgah, where the 146-76 machine is.